This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Monday to you. Happy Monday night to you. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Hopefully, if you are a proponent of equality, you just don't leave it for today. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Thank you to producer Susumu, and much love to everybody listening all over North America. I don't care how you're doing it. Are you listening on a CBS Sports Radio affiliate? Thank you. You're listening on the free Odyssey app? Thank you. Sirius XM channel 158? Thank you. Like I said, the next 4 hours, we got a lot of football to talk about. A lot. Obviously, NFL Wild Card Weekend. It is basically getting ready to conclude right now in Los Angeles. This is a beatdown that the Los Angeles Rams are currently handing the Arizona Cardinals. They're at halftime right now, 21-0. The Cards are getting a beatdown by the Rams. We have seen interceptions. Kyler Murray is in the end zone. Instead of taking a safety, he flips the ball in the air, goes back for six. This is, it's just ugly. So damn ugly, if you got to think about just the first half of the game. Well, just think about the first quarter. The Cards had -3 yards. First several drives were just punts. And I thought Kyler Murray would be tasked with doing too much to win this game. It certainly looks like it right now. And so as the game concludes, when it concludes, we'll talk about it. At this point, we just need to see whether or not the Arizona Cardinals can have some miraculous comeback to win this game. Come up with 21 points. We'll see what Cliff Kingsbury can come up with. I just don't believe Kyler Murray has enough help at this point in time. And so we'll get into that. Some of the other action that took place over the weekend that we will get into: the Bengals beating the Raiders, and now Mike Mayock, general manager of the Oakland Raiders or the Vegas Raiders, he is no longer general manager of the Raiders. And I'm assuming that head coach Rich Bisaccia, who has an interim in front of his title, will be gone next. Bill Belichick, he says he ain't going nowhere after the New England Patriots were smacked by the Buffalo Bills 47-17. That was a special beatdown just all by itself. I'm still trying to just understand this. The Bills scored on every single possession. There was no punt. There was no field goal. Every time the Buffalo Bills got the ball, they took it in for six and then kicked and got seven. That is still mind-boggling to me. Ben Roethlisberger looks like he's done. We're going to hear from Ben Roethlisberger later on this hour as the Chiefs went out there and beat the Steelers 42-21. The Chiefs looked like they were just kids in a candy store. They looked like they were at one of these bouncy houses. Tyreek Hill is flipping around. They're dancing. Chiefs had a lot of fun dismantling the Steelers, who also do not and did not have a lot of firepower. And it was likely the last time that we will ever see big Ben Roethlisberger. So we're going to get into all of the games, all of the matchups. Bengals are going to be taking on the Titans Saturday. 49ers are going to be heading up to cold-ass Green Bay to take on the Packers. And on Sunday, it looks like, as of right now, the Los Angeles Rams will take on the Bucks if they hold on in the second half of this game. And also, those Bills will go ahead and take on the Chiefs. But the crazy, crazy matchup, the one that ended yesterday afternoon, happens to be the Dallas Cowboys losing at home to the San Francisco 49ers. The final score, 23-17. This game, all the way throughout, was pretty much a punch in the face for the Dallas Cowboys. And if you saw any of the great production work by the crew in Dallas, the fans, because every image that they showed of the fans late in the game was pretty much of despair, of sadness, of hurt, of pain. I guess something that Cowboys fans have felt for the past, I don't know, 26 years. This is now the 11th time that the Dallas Cowboys have gone to the playoffs and have not even reached a conference championship game. We got to halftime, and the Dallas Cowboys were already losing at home 16-7. This was abuse. This was abuse. This was a tough watch. Okay? Dak Prescott was sacked 5 times. He had 254 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. That first touchdown came early in the game in the second quarter to Amari Cooper. Ezekiel Elliott only came away or walked away with 31 yards, and then he said at the end he was pretty much injured and hurt again. This was bad. This was a pitiful watch. It took us to the end of the game where the 49ers pretty much controlled the game on the ground. And then for whatever reason, started throwing the ball around a little bit with Jimmy Garoppolo, who is still hurt again. And Jimmy Garoppolo threw an interception. Dak Prescott was able in the fourth quarter to go on a 5-yard touchdown run. Okay, congratulations. The game is now 23-17. We've had to deal with penalties that was holding the Dallas Cowboys back, but they did get a chance. They did get an opportunity. The clock is running out. They're moving down the field. And then ultimately, time ran out. And it was an ugly way for time to run out because the Dallas Cowboys basically had to burn timeouts so San Francisco couldn't just keep running out the clock. And when they got the ball back, no timeouts left. Let's try to get into the end zone. Well, they were moving down the field, and for whatever reason, they didn't try to make a pass towards the sidelines after multiple passes. This time, Dak Prescott saw daylight. He ran straight up the middle. Obviously, rushing the ball eats up clock unless you can spike it, and especially going on a long run. Dak runs up the field, and it's like, oh, my God, there's no way in hell he's going to spike the ball and get one more final play. And he is held down by, slightly, obviously, this is what the players are taught, he's held down by one of the 49ers. He then gives the ball, he hands the ball to his center. The referee bumps into Dak, shifting things a little bit, costs more time. The referee now centers the ball, places it for the center. The clock expires. Everybody's looking around and go, whoa, he bumped him. Are they going to add more time? And then in the case of Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, someone who is being eviscerated or was eviscerated in Dallas today, he said the officials told him that they were going to add more time. Well, they didn't. They thought about it. They came back. The game was over. Mike McCarthy was surprised. This is what he had to say about that last running play and then what the officials told him.
We're trying to get inside the 30-yard line to set up the last play. The mechanics were intact. I felt from our end of it, communication that I was given on the sideline that they were reviewing it. They were going to put time back on the clock. And the next thing I know that they're running off the field. So that's the only facts I have for you.
To review, or
that's the only thing I got for you.
You were told they're going to put time back on the clock.
Yeah, he thought he was going to put time back on the clock.
Yeah, well, they didn't. And this is my opinion. Obviously, it's my opinion, but this is what I shared on Twitter last night. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, don't complain about the officials. If you're the Dallas Cowboys, don't complain about the officials. Y'all had 60 minutes to go out there and compete. The officials didn't have 14 penalties. They called them. The officials didn't play the game. Y'all did. The officials didn't prepare. Y'all did. So why are you going to point the finger because of what they did at the end? Okay, is it a widely known rule? Is it something that you would necessarily think about in the heat of the moment? No, not something I would think about. But if you're the quarterback, I would think as much. You're supposed to hand the ball to the official, not your center. The official has to place the ball. Dak Prescott handed the ball right to his center. The official came through to place the ball, and we all know what happened. Things like that happen, but that's why you got 60 minutes. The NFL is mano a mano. Go bust ass. Don't blame the refs at the end of the game. They're human beings. We know that these issues are going to happen, and it doesn't make it feel any better, but it's just the facts. I also tweeted last night, you know, when we were thinking about one of the pivotal plays, that they came through with the chains and the stick, and it's just like, it's 2022. I get the theater and the simplicity and the classic NFL. Oh, my God, is it an inch? Is it a yard? Is it a first down? Is it a turnover? Is it a fourth down, first down? I get all of it. But, man, they can do all of this in the NFL. We got Hawkeye, and you think about tennis and soccer. We can utilize placement with cameras. There's enough cameras out there. You know, if the NFL wanted to, they could put a chip in the football. They could actually, you know, put a grid that nobody could see. They could put a grid on the field to determine whether or not the ball passed a certain way. These are all things that they can do. They choose not to. They haven't been forced to. And it's great theater to have somebody walk out with the damn stick and a chain to figure out whether or not it's a first down. My ultimate point is, don't blame the officials. Regardless of how human they are, regardless of how antiquated some of the system is, it's human error. We know that. Go play. Dak Prescott, who's going to win comeback player of the year, and oh yeah, Dak Prescott, who is now making $40 million a year, only Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are making more. Dak Prescott, this is his explanation after that loss.
As I ran, went down, I think their guy actually did a great job of jumping on me. Kind of late, I guess you say there, but that's what they're taught, right? Laying on me, I think that may have cost us an extra 2 seconds or so. But once I got up, as I said, as I'm getting behind Tyler to clock the ball, I saw 4 seconds. And then as I got hit, as I said, I tried to gather myself back and still thought I had time to get it down.
Yeah, well, he didn't have time to get it down, and yeah, the game was over. Dallas Cowboys over. Once again, no Super Bowl since 96, not even a conference championship since then. This is now 11 straight playoffs, and the pressure is going to start mounting. The pressure is already there. Already is. Dak is getting that big money now. $40 million a year. But it's not just all Dak. The offensive line didn't perform up to par. Unfortunately, Ezekiel Elliott, someone who was a two-time rushing champ, he was just hobbled by injuries throughout the course of the season again. He said he played through a partially torn PCL. This is unfortunate. Running backs all over the NFL, they get paid the big bucks and then they don't hold up. I feel like I haven't watched Christian McCaffrey play in two damn full years, and he got the biggest bucks of them all at $16 million. Derrick Henry finally going down for half of the season with a foot injury, and Ezekiel Elliott, he's been hurt as well. And then you got Mike McCarthy, someone who basically was run out of town by Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, I get it. He's cantankerous, but if Aaron Rodgers didn't want you, if you have a Super Bowl victory because of Aaron Rodgers, and Jerry Jones is the sucker to give you a job, and you definitely need to do better. Mike McCarthy had anonymous players ripping him last year in the media when Dak went down, talking about their lack of preparation. Well, 14 penalties shows me that y'all are not disciplined. You know, coming into the game, laying an egg early against the 49ers who had their way with you, showed me that you weren't prepared to go out there. And so Mike McCarthy talked about how slow they got started, and his explanation just makes me sick.
I thought we were a little jittery in some spots to start the game, but I felt once we settled in, it was a heck of a contest. So we knew it was going to be back and forth. They definitely had some stress points that gave us some challenges throughout the game. But you know, once again, I'm proud of where our football team competed.
A little jittery? Well, I would say that's a reflection on you. Mike McCarthy's not playing quarterback. He's not Dak. He's not going to be on the offensive line. He's not Michael Parsons. He's not Diggs. No. Mike McCarthy is the head coach. To hear that the team was jittery at the get-go, what, the whole first half? They didn't show life or a sense of urgency until the end of the game? That's when you can go ahead and say, damn it, they're jittery? That's your fault. But the unfortunate thing is, I don't think there's a quick fix for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know who the hell they bring in as head coach who can fix the team. I certainly wouldn't elevate Kellen Moore to head coach. Why? Inexperience? No, the Dallas Cowboys have a team. They have a roster. They have players where they're trying to win right now. Don't play games with bringing in some young whiz kid, and whether he played in the league or not, who doesn't have experience. Don't put Dan Quinn in the job. We've seen what Dan Quinn can do. He can coach a defense. He didn't necessarily have the best run coaching a football team when he ran the Falcons. Yeah, nice run to the Super Bowl and a nice way to blow it as well. Too big of a risk. Unfortunately, it looks like the Dallas Cowboys, I think that they will be stuck with Mike McCarthy unless a superstar coach who is not available becomes available. Is it Sean Payton? Is it someone else? I think that's the only way that you let go or get rid of Mike McCarthy. But here's the biggest issue. Here's the biggest deal. The biggest problem is the man who owns the team. It's Jerry Jones, the man who sits upstairs. The guy who fired Tom Landry when he got in the door. The man that brings in Jimmy Johnson and then wanted to strip power from him. The man who then ended up with guys like Dave Campo and Wade Phillips and Jason Garrett that he held on to for too damn long. And it might be a very, very long time until we see another Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. There are too many variables. If they have the players, they don't have the coach. If they have a coach, they don't have the players. They need to be able to pull it all together. And the guy who is in the way is the owner. The man who's built the team up towards a $6 billion valuation. Someone who's done an amazing job marketing this team, building it up as a business. An excellent job. But when it comes to football, not so much. He's kind of coasted along. There's a reason why they're moving towards 27 years of not tasting the ultimate success. And the same man who has brought them success as a franchise is bringing them just good enough, but not great enough to be a champion on the football field. Jerry Jones, it'd be nice if he had another voice in his ear to help him evaluate deals, to figure out who to give contracts to. You know, being a Dallas Cowboy and throwing around money isn't good enough just to give yourself a winner. And ironically, Jerry Jones, he talked about the fan base. He talked about the fans. He talked about everybody. And he said that they all deserve better.
They deserved us to win this game tonight, and they deserved us to go farther. So it was quite a letdown. Quite a letdown.
No, they didn't deserve better because you didn't put better out on the field. You didn't give them a better head coach. You held on to Jason Garrett for too damn long. You played games with Dak Prescott and then were forced to potentially overpay him. You gave a lot of money to a running back in Ezekiel Elliott, and he got, I mean, this, it goes on and on and on. And that is only recent history. The Dallas Cowboys, the fans, yes, they deserve better. But they're a joke again. And I still believe one day with this team, this core of a team, I believe they can win a Super Bowl. They need more players. They need more help. They need a better coach. More importantly, they need a better owner who is willing to listen. But Jerry Jones is not going to be that guy. The Dallas Cowboys are good enough to be good. They're not good enough to win a Super Bowl. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got the phone lines open right now if you want to give me a holler. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about how great the 49ers play. We'll get into Roethlisberger, the Chiefs. We'll talk about the Bills beating up on the Pats and even this beatdown right now as the Rams now lead the Cards 28-0. I got you all covered tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about the Dallas Cowboys losing, looking ugly, waiting until almost the final minutes of the second half to get some life and try to win that football game, losing 23-17. I was wrong. I thought the Dallas Cowboys were going to edge out the Niners at home, and the Niners just handed them their ass. And speaking about being handed your ass, you know, right now in Los Angeles, in Inglewood specifically, Los Angeles is beating Arizona 28-0. And I guess this is the time of the game where, you know, tempers flare. Aaron Donald was just called for, even though he's winning, called for a personal foul. Him and I just looked up at the screen. One of the offensive linemen are getting into it. And, yeah, when you're beating up on somebody and you're handing them all of the business, yeah, tempers can flare. Humphreys of the Cards is in the mix here with Aaron Donald. And so Aaron Donald been handed a personal foul, but he's been personally fouling. Oh, yeah, he grabbed his helmet, ripped it off. So there you have it. Yeah, so that's why Aaron Donald walked away with that penalty. But he's been abusing Kyler Murray all game long, and unfortunately this is another beatdown. I got the phone lines open, and I want to show love to the Niners. You know how to reach me. The number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. James, he's calling up from L.A. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how you doing, my man? Great show as always. Love your topics. Shout out to my Raiders. You know, we had a great year. We went further than I think everybody thought we would do. So it looks like it's time to clean house, and, you know, we'll see what happens next year. You said Mike Maddock already got the outs, so we'll see what happens after that. But the interim coach has nothing to be ashamed of. Great job. Derek Carr is a true leader, even though you know, he was under overmatched, and it finally caught up with him. Yeah, I got nothing to be ashamed of, and I love him. Having said that, I'm gonna.
We're gonna spend time on the Raiders next hour. What are your thoughts on the Niners and the Cowboys?
Yeah. Well, the Niners and the Cowboys. I think the Niners. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, for whatever reason, he comes to play. When you get him the playoff and stuff, he comes to play. And I'm wondering about this Green Bay game. That's what I'm really thinking about. The last time Green Bay played the Niners, the last two times, I think, didn't the defense kind of shut them down and give them problems? And I'm wondering, can Jimmy G do it again? You know, that was when he did his Super Bowl run.
Here's the deal with Jimmy Garoppolo. Unfortunately, we all know about his hand, which has been bothering him for a while now. And now he also has a slightly separated throwing shoulder. And so knowing that you have to go up in Green Bay, the 49ers were not going to be favored in the first place. They have a great coach in Kyle Shanahan who's certainly innovative. Having a rushing attack certainly works in his favor up in Green Bay, unless you get into a space where you have to throw the football around. There really isn't a team outside of Kansas City that I would favor anybody to throw a rock around or go throw for throw with Aaron Rodgers. And so we're going to have plenty of time to talk about that game as it comes up. San Francisco and Green Bay, that's going to be on Saturday night. And so we're going to talk more about that, James.
Okay. Thanks a lot, JR.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much for calling up from L.A. Yeah, it's interesting. And Jimmy Garoppolo isn't the only injury that the 49ers suffered yesterday. You think about Joey Bosa. He went out with a concussion. You have to hope that he's okay and that he can get through protocol. And then you also have Fred Warner, who went down with an ankle. Those are two of your top rushers who are you're expecting to go out there and kick some ass. And I'm pretty sure the way Bosa was playing, if he got around to playing in the sec, that he would have been even further in Dak Prescott's face. And so we have to see how all of that plays out. The Niners are not going to be favored in Green Bay. I could care less how recent history has gone. We know the Green Bay Packers have hosted the last three NFC Championship games. And so for now, the Niners played it good. But as I told you, Kyle Shanahan, great rushing attack. Things fell apart towards the end. They let the Cowboys get back into it. Jimmy Garoppolo threw that interception to kind of give Dallas the ball to get back into the game and score a TD. Kyle Shanahan, he likes the win, but he knows they could do better, especially at the end.
It was pretty emotional out there. Lots of opportunities. I thought we had to win the game. I felt like we did on a number of times, but those guys just kept fighting. And we had a couple mistakes there at the end that shouldn't have let it get there. But just the guys that come out and finish that game, especially in that environment, was a hell of a win by the guys.
Yeah. At the same time, Jimmy Garoppolo, as I told you, he's the one that threw the INT at the end of the game. He also had a point in time where he missed a pass to Brandon Ayuk. And yes, we've seen Jimmy Garoppolo miss passes in big moments, like the Super Bowl. This is Jimmy Garoppolo and his thoughts on that INT and that missed pass.
The interception just, I mean, got away from me. Shot it high, but and then to BA, yeah, just another tough one. Those are the ones you just got hit. Those are the easy layup ones you just got to make.
Yep, so here we have another matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers. Here we have the 49ers moving on again. Typically, the winner of this game, of this matchup, has gone on to be a Super Bowl champ. Well, or at least go to the Super Bowl. This time, not so much. I don't see the 49ers getting past the Green Bay Packers. We will certainly talk about it. And that is something that Kyle Shanahan discussed as well. I mean, you got a lot of young players, guys in their early 20s, who don't remember those amazing matchups that we saw in the 90s and the 80s. And so Kyle Shanahan, he says that, yeah, these young dudes, they ain't really understand, but they got a taste of it.
I don't think our guys totally know the rivalry. They got an idea now, but they knew the moment, and they were ready for it. And I mean, it was a tough game, and give a lot of credit to Dallas. It's a real good team. I'm real proud of our guys.
Yeah, Dallas has a whole lot to think about going into the offseason. They're going to have to compete in an NFC that already has, and we don't know what the season holds yet or the offseason. I don't necessarily see the Rams going anywhere until the salary cap starts to crush them. I don't think the Packers are going anywhere. It's important for the Cowboys to stay healthy, to continue filling out their roster, patching some holes up. They got work to do. And the 49ers, they have a chance, and they don't have a chance, but the 49ers will move on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Kind of going through everything going on NFL Wild Card Weekend as it begins to wrap up. Right now in Los Angeles, we're moving towards the third quarter is coming to a close. Right now, Los Angeles leads the Cards 28-8. All right, we'll get into that game as it ultimately concludes. We just had an injury on the field. I didn't get a chance to see who it was, but we did have a player for the Cards on the defensive side of the ball who was stretchered off the field. So we will give you details there as that goes on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know how to give me a holler. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into Roethlisberger. We'll talk about the Chiefs. We'll talk about the Pats. We'll get into the Bills, the Raiders, and I told you this game. You can also contact me at JR Sport Brief. Let's hit the phones again. Let's talk to Leonard. He's calling up from New Jersey. Leonard, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
How are you, Leonard?
I'm doing well, man. I was riding around tonight. I went and made a run with my wife to go pick up a little snack from this boring football game I've been watching here. And I said, you know what? Let me turn the radio on. And then I come across you, brother.
Well, thank you so much. I'm here every single weeknight and Saturdays on WFAN. Appreciate you.
Yeah. So what I've been listening to so far, man, you're doing a bang-up job, my man.
Hey, I'm trying my best. What's up?
Well, you know, this weekend, watching these games and watching the way these teams competed this weekend, I just felt like, you know, watch Stephen A. this morning, watch Michael Irvin talk this morning, watch all the talking heads on ESPN on the other different channels, get up to you name it. And I just felt no one touched on the fact that none of these teams that lost, especially these top seeds in the playoffs, none of them seemed to play with any sense of urgency. You know, from the coaching on down, I felt like, you know, some of these teams that got in position, worked their tail off for 16, 17 weeks to get in position, to play get in the tournament, number one, and then to play for a championship, and you get there and you crap in your hand, that doesn't say much to your body of work.
Sure. Now, let me ask you, do you believe, and I've been told, Leonard, you played in the league, no?
Absolutely. I spent 12 years in the NFL. I spent 10 years, a decade with the Giants. I'm third all-time in quarterback sacks to Michael Strahan and Lawrence Taylor. I'm second all-time in tackles in the history of the New York Giants. I'm on all-decade team. I'm on the all-Big Blue United team. I'm on name it, I did it as a New York Giants. 83.5 quarterback sacks in my career and over 800 tackles.
Yeah, you're not just Leonard from New Jersey. You're Leonard Marshall. You used to go out there and hit people, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let me ask, go ahead.
Yeah, I know your famous thing. You put that Montana guy out of his misery here. But let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Do you believe, you say that over the weekend, you saw a lack of urgency? And we certainly did see some ugly football. We saw some slow starts. How much of a 17-game slate do you think that has to do with what we saw?
Well, you know what? If you get your team in position to play for the tournament, or you get your coach that chance to play in the tournament, you should know what's expected. Okay, and you should know going in, you only get one shot, fellas. You know, there's no do-over at that level. I mean, and you're not going to get there every season, and you're not going to get there unless everything falls into place. You know, I'll take you back to a time, I hope you were born back then. 1986, my Giants team.
Yeah, I was in diapers. I was alive. Okay. I was in diapers.
Okay, so 1986, my Giant team, we played the Washington Redskins. We were the first team to beat a division rival, not only in the division championship, the conference championship, and then go on to play for a Super Bowl. We beat a great team in the Denver Broncos and John Elway decisively, 39-20 in the game. It wasn't even close. And my team had the best defense in football that year. We had the second, third, fourth best offense in the entire season. But the one thing that we did under the head coach of Bill Parcells and a young defensive coordinator by the name of Bill Belichick, the one thing we did, we got to the tournament and we weren't going to be denied. I don't see too many teams playing with that. Granted, the Rams look great tonight. They look great tonight. They look decisively like one of the best teams, if not the best team I've seen all postseason. But I just didn't see it this past weekend in the games I watched. I watched Big Ben and the Steelers. I thought they would have played better. I watched Joe Burrow and the Bengals, and they look like they're real, man. They look like the real deal. So,
and they let the Raiders get back in a little bit.
Yeah, out of all the games I watched, they look like the team to beat in this whole thing.
All right. Leonard Marshall, former New York Giant, is hanging out here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Well, Leonard, let me ask you this. As we continue to go on through this postseason, I got a couple of questions before I have to hit the break. What team do you favor to win? And then I want to get your quick thoughts on the New York Giants. Who do you think is going to win it all?
Okay. I just crapped in my hand and told you I felt Joe Burrow is playing the best football at the quarterback position than any other player I've seen in the postseason. And that's a big statement, given that Tom Brady has won 7. But I got to believe that the kid is right there with Brady.
So you believe that we will see the Bengals win the Super Bowl?
I believe that the Bengals are one of the best teams, they're the hottest team in football. They've been the hottest team in football probably the last 7 to 8 weeks of the season. Between the quarterback and their receiving core, And Hilton and Chase, I don't see any other combination doing the things that they're doing with precision play at the quarterback position like I've seen with Joe Burrow. I studied quarterbacks as a player, played against probably the best of the best of the best of my era, and Jim Kelly, Elway, Marino, Montana, you name it. I played against them all. And I got to tell you, watching that kid, first of all, I watched him as an LSU Tiger because I went to LSU, but, you know, and watched him beat great teams in Alabama, but I also watched him play and compete at a high level as an NFL star and an NFL player, and this kid is playing some lights out football. So I don't put that. The hottest team right now for me is Cincinnati Bengals on the AFC side. I will always be an NFC guy because that's where most of my career was. Mm-hmm. And if I was to pick a team in the NFC to be the team, it's hard for me to do right now other than picking the team that's playing tonight, the Rams, because I didn't see anything convincingly in the other teams that won this weekend to tell me that they're world beaters and that they deserve to be the champ. I just didn't see that.
Okay. Well, we'll see it. You know what? Sometimes all it takes is for a team to get hot to go all of the way. We've seen that year after year in the playoffs. I think it's going to take the Bengals a couple of more years, but it'd be a hell of a story if Joe Burrow and the Bengals and Chase, if they did go on a Super Bowl run, that would be a hell of a story. Leonard Marshall is here with us, former New York Giant. That final question I have for you right now before I hit this break, what the hell do the Giants need to do? You're not out there. Harry Carson's not out there. Carl Banks ain't out there. LT ain't out there. Belichick ain't coaching the defense. And Coach Parcells is on the couch. What do the Giants need to do to get back to a prominent space and not be a laughingstock?
Respect their legacy. Ooh. Go back to playing. Go back to what worked for them. Defense wins championships and offense wins games. If you focus on that side of the football and you build from within and you put 11 guys on that side of the football that will beat up on those guys every day in practice and get them better, you'll develop a core value in what an appreciation for what it takes to win. And I think that's what happened with my team from 83 to 86, and it carried on. My team should have won 4 Super Bowls. Unfortunately, we couldn't do that because of politics and football, and we went through a strike in 87. However, it can be done in this era of football, but the Giants have got to return to what they used to do, which is draft great players on defense, build the core value of the team in their defense, and then let their offense fill in as it goes. And build a team, build a locker room, build a team. Get some guys that played there before, you know, okay. Involved in the organization. Get some guys that have won, involved in the organization. That doesn't take place. My teammate Carl Banks is the voice of the Giants on the field.
Yes.
With WFAN here.
Yep.
Get him involved with the program. Get him involved with the program.
I hear you, Leonard. I gotta hit the break. I'm going to put you on hold so we could keep in touch with you. A Giants great, Leonard Marshall, has been joining us, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Leonard, thank you for calling up. Don't hang up. We're gonna keep in contact, okay?
No problem, my brother.
All right, thank you so much. Much love to Leonard. I'm going to put him on hold real quick. You know, it's a lot of fun when you get a legend calling up to talk some football. I really appreciate that. And he's right. The New York Giants, man, George Young, Ernie Accorsi, they ain't walking through the door to fix the team. Hopefully the New York Giants can move away from being a laughingstock, eventually getting back into the tournament. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, yes, right now, Los Angeles, they're putting a beat down on the Cards, 31-8. We'll talk about Roethlisberger. We'll talk about the Chiefs. We'll talk about the Bills destroying the Pats. Yeah, Bill Belichick used to be defensive coordinator for the New York Giants. So much more to come. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Talking NFL playoffs. Don't move.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.